Happy New Year.
New Year.
Wow, happy New Year, man.
I can't believe it's February.
February, man.
It's March.
Yeah.
It's March.
Tomorrow, though. Soon.
Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year. What's going on, people? You're tuning into episode 21 of the It's Not Easy podcast, man. How you guys doing, man? You blessed?
Yeah. Blessed and highly favored.
How's your week's been, though?
It's been okay, you know. It's busy. For me, same. Yeah, it's been okay. Thank God. Yeah. You?
How do you feel like... Come on.
you better edit that out.
Yeah. No. How do you feel like February's been, though?
Fruitful.
February's been interesting.
It's been good.
Yeah. It's been cold and wet, though, man.
No. To be fair, I work from home, so I've been enjoying it.
But 5 days a week? Or...
No, yeah. 5 days a
game. That is nice, man. I'm just loving it. Yeah.
It's cold. I can't lie.
But apparently soon we'll start getting a bit warmer, though.
Yeah. Like today the sun was out.
Nice. Still cold, but sun was out.
But it wasn't too bad. Mm-mm.
Yeah. But overall, all good. So far, though, what would you rate 2025 out of 10?
Oh.
So far, like 2 months in...
10-10 for me, you know.
Okay.
I can't lie.
I rate that. Serious?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. How about you?
6-7 so far.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
That's really good, though. That's not bad so far.
Better to go. I would probably say for me, high 10, I might go a 6. I might go a humble 6, you know. There's been some nice moments, but also some cool, you know what I mean? Getting through it, so all good though. But let's get into some quick fire questions though. Yeah, so and the first thing that comes to mind, you don't think about it, it's instincts.
Cool.
Cool, we're gonna start off easy. Yeah, cool. 9 to 5 or business? Okay,
business.
Okay, freedom. Yeah. Message or voice note?
I don't know.
You like that? Same. I like voice notes as well.
Just message me, man. I can read.
Why?
I can read.
Fair play. Fair play. I love voice notes still. Okay.
Voice notes are too mysterious.
Are they?
If anything, it's more personal. No, but it's too mysterious. Like, you know, for example, like on Snap, you can half swipe. But voice note, you can't half swipe a voice
note.
That's
true.
You can't half swipe a voice note.
It's true.
Or you can't screen a voice note. You actually got to listen to it. But the new iPhone feature actually allows you to read it before you press play. So 9 out of 10 times, I read it.
What, an iMessage?
On iMessage.
Okay. But then you're still seen as read.
Yeah. No. It doesn't come up that I've played it. So, you know, after a voice note, you can keep the voice note after you've played it. Yeah, it just looks.
Yeah. I've never liked that whole, like, keep thing on
iMessage.
Like, I didn't get it.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. It's like on WhatsApp, you get a voice note, you got it.
Yeah. Because I think after, like...
keep or choose if I...
I think after, like, a couple of days, it just filters it out because of storage. Oh, so it'll
Yeah, that makes sense.
Fair play. All right, cool. Let's do a birthday party or birthday trip.
Trip.
That's not a question.
But I'll pick a trip any day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the best places that you guys have been for your birthdays?
To be fair, I've only been once, and that was last year. I went to Mexico.
Woo! Nice.
What was that like?
Oh, a dream. I went to Cancun.
And then, I heard a lot about Cancun.
No, it's lit.
I heard a lot about Cancun,
It's really lit. The vibes are there.
Nice.
Actually, tell a lie. I went to Disneyland Paris when I was 5.
Okay.
But I didn't really consider that because I didn't remember it too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cancun's amazing. And then there was just bare Americans. There were just good vibes. Like, it was
when's
just...
your birthday?
August 10th.
Oh,
that's very close to me. Yeah. I'm August 8th.
No way.
Wow, yeah.
So literally everybody's out there that time of year.
Yeah, it was. Nice. And then it was hot. It was just amazing.
Okay.
No, that's good.
Cool. If there was to be a movie made about you, who would you like to play it?
Oh.
It could be like an actor or someone that you know personally as well. A movie made about your life. and about your journey.
Okay, I've got two actors in mind, but only because one of them is Sky Jackson, just because people say she looks like me.
But I kind of see that.
And then the other one is, I forgot, I think it's Marseille Martin. She's like a, she was in Blackish. She's like another.
I would say her,
but yeah, I didn't know.
Okay, cool. How about you?
I don't know yet. I would, you know, the girl, the woman that plays Jennifer Funke Akinlade, I think her name is the funny lady. She can really bring alive my personality, but then at the same time, I would want it to be somebody like cool, like Rihanna.
Okay. Okay, and cool. Last one, yeah. What are the best TV series that you've ever watched?
I just watched it the other day. What's it called? Office.
The Office.
Yep.
Classic.
Amazing.
Classic The Office, man.
What's your second one?
What, me? Second TV show?
Yeah.
No, you go first. What do you mean? You got, it's your turn, bro.
I'll say Prison Break.
Prison Break. Okay, yeah. Fair.
It's good. It's good.
You can't go wrong with Prison Break.
Prison Break, you can, it's the type of show you can start at any season, any episode, and still enjoy it. Like, it's that show.
Any episode, That's a great one. For me, best TV series, I've got so many that like I really like hold quite dearly, but it's kind of hard to go against Prison Break, man. It's so versatile. Really good. Have you watched it before?
Yeah, Prison Break is sick.
It's so good. Like,
I might watch it tonight.
You just can't really go wrong with it, man.
It's that good.
Yeah, nah, sick, man. That's cool, man. But let's get into things, though, man. Let's talk about Jadine Cosmetics, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, with the business, how did it kind of start and, like, the inspiration behind it, you two?
So when I was young, I used to love making like my own makeup. So it would be like, I think there was a trend going around, like you make your own lipstick from crayons.
Okay.
So I used to do that at home, and then my lip scrubs and all of that. And then initially in in secondary school, I wanted to be a lawyer because I loved history.
Mm-hmm.
And then my sister went to London College of Fashion and they had a course called Cosmetic Science. So then my sister was like, oh, like you love making makeup. Why don't you look at this course? I was thinking, okay. And then I looked at Cosmetic Science, what it entailed, and I love makeup. So learning the science behind it, it was just a no-brainer because I like chemistry as well.
Yeah.
So then I went to college. I did a BTEC in applied science because basically the course, you didn't need to do A-level. So I was like, why am I doing A-level if it's hard? Let me do easy BTEC. Yeah, so I was like, thank God. And I'm better in coursework as well. So then I did the BTEC and then I went to DMU, gone to pharmaceutical and cosmetic science.
Okay.
And
what was that like though?
Oh gosh.
Doing that in uni, like, I'm assuming that's quite a lot.
No, do you know what? It's so mad because initially I was supposed to go to London College of Fashion. Okay. And to get into the course, because I didn't do A-level, you had to do like a foundation course.
Okay, yeah.
It was only like 2 months, like summer school. And then basically I failed one paper by like a couple of marks.
Yeah.
And they said, you can't get in. And I was just like, so frustrated. And this was 2 weeks before, this was clearance. No, was it? It was like clearing time, I think they told me. I can't remember. And then I was just like, great, because if I go like DMU now, I haven't got accommodation, I've got nothing. And then uni starts in like 3 weeks, four weeks.
Yeah.
I was like, nah. So then what happened? I think it was results day. They were like, oh, actually, we'll take you. But then this time, I'd already accepted DMU. And basically, I phoned the lecturers and they were like, oh, even what's it called? London College of Fashion lecturers are going to DMU to teach.
Then
I was speaking with my family and they were like, is even the best of both worlds? Because I get pharmaceutical, even if I don't want to use it, and I get cosmetic science. So then I did that. And then even getting into the accommodation, I think somebody cancelled and then there was an open slot.
Yeah, everything's falling into place.
Yeah. No, that's literally amazing. Like,
it's falling into place. Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
So accommodation was sold within a week. All I had to do was just buy like home stuff and then that was it.
Exactly.
Student finance was set up as well because they gave me unconditional offer, so it was just really fast. It was a journey, but it was a lot.
Okay. So like, I'm assuming that it was during your time at university, like, you know, the journey started on the business side of things.
Yeah, literally. So I started my business in my uni room. Okay. And it was quite easy.
This first year, by the way?
Yeah, no, this was second year.
Okay, cool. So you're into things. You found your rhythm.
Yeah. This was second year, 100%. Because I always, like, from young, when I used to make my own cosmetics, I always said, oh, I want to have a beauty brand.
Mm.
But it was just a thing. Like, I didn't know I was going to be doing cosmetic science. Like, I thought I was going to be a lawyer. Like, that's what I wanted to do. And then in uni, I think I was going to some... I was going to some rave with my friends and I was looking for a lip gloss and I was like, I want a glitter one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, why don't I just make it? Because I even study it. But in my course, they only taught you how to make foundation, lipstick. So with lip gloss, I had to do my own research.
Okay.
So then I did research, ordered the ingredients, and then I made it. And then people were like, oh my gosh, what were you wearing on your lips? And I was like, let's go.
That's quite interesting though, because you know when you talk about the ingredients, like how did you know, like, okay, I need this, I need that, and like it's going to work almost
coming together.
Yeah, like, how did you know the right ingredients?
Because we made lipstick, it wasn't too far off. So when I did research, I understood what they were saying, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like
yeah.
with lip glosses, or sorry, with lipstick, there's like different phases. You need to like melt it and then add the powdery ingredients. So with lip gloss, it was so simple. It was just like literally one step.
Mm.
And with lip gloss, there's like bases that are already pre-made. So all you have to do is just add your oils and pigments. So it wasn't too hard searching like what oils need to go in, because like I learned it.
Yeah,
so it was pretty easy and it was smooth.
Yeah. And you know when it comes to the process of actually like making it and putting it together, like I'm assuming that was in your room or like
in my room.
Okay, so you're making it. So like how'd your room set up? With this on like on your desk, like just burn for it, like
no, literally, so like in uni rooms is your bed there, the kitchen there,
yeah,
and then a desk. So I'd have a desk, and to make it more like sterile, I'll get gloves. But these times, like also I learned about I learned about working in a sterile environment.
Okay.
And like if I wanted to scale it up, it obviously wasn't good enough because it needs to be clean.
Yeah.
But obviously, because it was just a small business, just me giving it to my friends, it's like it's fine for now.
Yeah.
But literally on my desk, I had gloves. Just mixing concoctions, literally just mixing everything.
Just going.
Yeah, man.
It's quite interesting. So I'm assuming, so you started in second year. How did it start to grow, and how did the like people like start to know about it? Like, how did it grow in uni?
How in uni? I feel like second year it was a slow burner.
Mm.
Like my friends knew about it, and then I did a Instagram page, and then other people, like most of my customers, I didn't know.
Okay.
So I thought that was good, because sometimes like your friends is not your only audience.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was good. And then
so you said online then?
Yeah, so okay. This was Instagram. For Instagram.
Hey,
I was just using hashtags.
Yeah.
The
random people will like shout, you say, oh, like, I want this, I want that.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And
then
what I would do is that go to pages that look like mine and then follow all their followers to get their audience, and then so that's what I did.
I respect that, yeah.
And then I think it was, that was 2019. 2020 was lockdown.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of thinking. I was like, okay, I'm unemployed at the moment, just graduated. How do I take this to the next level?
Mm.
So then I was looking for manufacturers, just making sure that I do everything properly.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that was it. But mainly just posting on Instagram, because there was no TikTok at the time. I don't think so. I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't think it was kind of like that.
Yeah,
it was there, but people were just dancing.
Yeah, people were just dancing. Oh, wait, sorry, yeah.
It boomed in 2020.
Yeah, people were just dancing on there.
I don't think it
wasn't really like information business.
No, it wasn't like sit down, oh, hi, guys, like proper like content creation.
It was literally dancing.
Yeah, no, literally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that time, it was just Instagram and Snapchat. Sending it to friends to share. That was 2020. And then, yeah, after that, it's just... I can't lie. After 2020, when I got a job, I can't lie, I went silent.
Okay.
I was just like, it's so mad. Like, balancing your 9 to 5 with your... It's not...
Hey, that's a big one.
It's
hard to find a balance, isn't it? Because of this time and just how busy it can be, like, you know, with your job.
Yeah.
It can be hard. So I'm assuming that, so it went quiet for a little bit. Like,
yeah.
You find a balance, you got to re-strategize. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, like, how did it kind of continue going after that?
I think I would say, when I left that job,
yeah,
I was like, nah, I need to go all in. Because it's like I was posting while I was working, but it wasn't consistent and I didn't have a strategy.
Yeah,
so it was like, oh, I didn't post for 8 weeks. Let me post now. Then I'm gone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
sometimes I would get sales, but it was just like, I acted like I didn't have a business or it was just a little.
Yeah.
But it was like, it wasn't.
The scattergun, yeah. I've been there, man.
Literally.
I've been there in the pod, man. I've been there, yeah.
I would say only last year. Was it last year? I think only last year when I took it seriously, like proper, got a social media manager, like proper tried to do it and I'm still doing it. Then I'm seeing a bit of like sales and everything coming through.
Yeah.
But it's only, I would say last year out of the five years? I don't know how many years I've been doing it. I've been only taking it seriously last year.
Yeah. It's great to hear about that as well. But from a, like, even like a site point of view, like, how did you get the inspiration from setting up the site and the design of it and all the information? Like, how was that process like?
It was easy because I had another business when I was 14.
Okay.
So I sold accessories and I literally just used, I just used the same website. Like, when you use Shopify or Big Cartel, it's literally easy. They give you the template. You just fill in your own stuff.
Yeah.
And obviously it looks better or like professionally made if you have really nice pictures. So I got professional pictures. So it just looked like, people kept asking me, oh, who did your website? I'm just like, I used the Shopify template.
Just got input like things, isn't it?
Literally.
Yeah.
So that was easy. And then obviously like watching YouTube videos on how to do it. Just taking my time to really learn how to do stuff. But
Yeah, like it's quite interesting that you mentioned that. Something that I did want to touch upon though was the whole like pricing element of things. How did you find your ground on that in terms of like, because I'm assuming that like, you want to be affordable, but you also, you got to make profit, you got to grow a business.
Yeah.
Like, how did you find that process?
Even I'm still struggling now, like I'm literally going through a rebrand and I'm just like, I need to, because obviously when you price your products, you need to think about your manufacturer's cost, like how much is it per, let's say, lip gloss, plus packaging that you use, and then that cost, and then shipping cost if you're getting it from like China or America. So when you do that, then obviously there's like a, I forgot what it's called, I don't know if it's scale of profitability, like you need to be making, I can't remember what it was, like a certain amount of profit. So then I, when I first started it, I didn't do that. I just thought, oh, let me make like affordable lip gloss.
Yeah.
But then as time's going on, I'm like, wait, the profit is not profiting. The profit is not making sense.
It's not adding up on the bottom line.
No. Yeah. And then like even now, like my lip glosses are calm in terms of price. But even that, because obviously like 2025, prices are going up. So I need to even change that. Mm-hmm. So I offer free shipping at the moment.
Okay.
But I may need to take that because everything is just going up.
Yeah.
So with pricing, it's something that I'm still like figuring out, but with this new rebrand I know I have it on lock. But again, I'll just be looking at my suppliers, how much they give me per unit, and then shipping, and then packaging, and then
have you ever had any people like ask for favors, hey, bring me this, or I want to do that? Like, have you ever had that?
No.
You know, friends or family or anything?
No, you know,
okay.
I haven't. Only in terms of like, I don't think this counts, but like people saying, oh, I'm going to review your product. But I don't think you mean that, but
how do you feel about that though? Like, are you comfortable with people saying, oh, like, I want to review this for my page?
Yeah, if their like content is good, I wouldn't mind. But some people, you have no content. you want
or they're not consistent.
You just want the free product.
It's like, I'm not
They'll
saying
just
like,
take a picture of it on their story. Thank you, app.
Do you get?
Thank you, app.
Yeah.
And it's like some people, like, especially if like you're a UGC creator, if you look at the quality that people are doing now, like you can't be like, I don't want to be rude.
Go on.
But you can't do part. Like, what's it called? 340 frames per second quality. And there's people doing 4K. Do you know what I mean? It's
right
like,
now, the market's serious.
You have to take it seriously. Literally, you have to take it seriously. So it's hard when people are like, oh, I want to review your product, but then you don't have anything on your page or your quality is really bad.
Yeah. You got to make sure that you fit the part as well, right?
Yeah. Because it's an investment for me. Like, this is stock. This is money.
Yeah.
That's interesting, man. I did want to ask, so like, what is your like, long-term goal for the business? Like, if you, like, you know, when you're at home at night, like how do you envision it kind of growing to, and like almost like how you get there as well?
Yeah, in terms of how I get there, I don't know. That's only God.
When you get there, you get there.
But in terms of long-term vision, do you know what it is? Yeah, I feel like at the moment, when you see my brand, you don't see the vision. But when I rebrand it, I feel like people will see the vision. So my vision is to actually educate people on cosmetic science through my products. So you know, like The Ordinary, the skincare.
Oh, yeah.
So they are skincare, but they educate people on the ingredients.
Okay.
So I want to be the makeup.
The free brand doing that now, isn't it? Yeah. Quite insightful, man. Yeah. You learn how it's all
made. The thing is that I've only seen skincare brands do it. There's literally, there's no makeup brand that I've seen that is doing it. So, I want to be the first brand that does that.
Yeah.
And then even like going to schools, doing cosmetic science lessons, going abroad, teaching people on like what they're actually putting in their face in terms of makeup products.
Yeah.
So I think it's just to educate people on the ingredients in their makeup and then do like workshops, then maybe like build my own lab in the future.
It's great to hear because so you know a bit earlier when we spoke about how to balance work and hustle as well, I want to touch upon like how have you found balancing that, one, and two, like where do you feel like your business will need to be for you to go like all in on that and just like focus. Not only
So in terms of balancing, I feel like now I'm okay because I've noticed that I'm an organized person, but my time management was off the scale. It was even non-existent. So I noticed that I'm a person, I like sleep, so I need to go to bed earlier. And I wasn't doing that. I was going to bed late, like, let's say midnight, and then I have to wake up at 8 for my 9 a.m. work. I noticed that that's even one thing, like, God was talking to me about, like, my time management. Like, I need to... Literally, it's like...
To redeem the time, right?
No, honestly. And it's the thing where it's like, I'm working for this company. I need to give myself the same respect. Like, let's say if I'm working for myself, I need to give myself respect. Like, I am working for myself because I'm giving respect to all these companies.
Organizations. Yeah. But it's sometimes harder because the like amount of hours you put into work, that's what, like, about 7.5 hours a day or 8 hours a day, like, it's hard to fit that same amount of time into your own. And then, like, after work, you get tired, hungry.
I think it depends on your mindset, though. Yeah. Because some people have the mindset at work, like, oh, like, it's not my dad's company. Like, I don't care. I'm going to invest in myself. I'm going to work hard. Like, it's not my, like, people don't, some people just don't care. Like, they know that this is not where they want to be permanently.
I think it's that. I think because I like my job, it's like as if I'm working for myself. But then some days I'm like, oh, I just want to work for me. But then it's like, it fluctuates. But then I think it's mindset, but also diet. I noticed that some foods make me tired. Like, I need to up my iron. I need to up my vitamin C. So when I started to do that, I was fine. Like, normally after work, I'm gone. Like, I'm sleeping. But I think,
you focus cracked the code, man.
No, literally, because I went to a TikTok event and I spoke to the CEO of, what's her name? Nature Spell. And she was telling me, like, oh, you need to focus on spirituality. Like, if you believe in something, yourself, like, if you can figure those things out, business will be a success because you need to take care of yourself first before your business. And I was doing it the other way around.
And like, you know what,
so true.
I've kind of started to do recently, it's just like something as simple as like going to bed on time. Like, because I used to always like 11, 12, 1, and it's like, how are you gonna, one, get up on time, two, actually be like refreshed and energized for your day.
Yeah, literally.
So it's like, it's the small things that like help your general well-being and just like allow you to almost like be in a better place. So want to do all the work that you want to do. But no, like, it's interesting that you speak about that because I think the health side of things, it is important.
No, it is. Like,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you're not healthy, like, how are you going to
you have nothing.
Run your
eating right,
yeah. No, honestly.
Fitness, gym, whatever it is, like to put yourself first.
Yeah, and then when you do, let's say, hit your business goal, you can't even enjoy it because, like, you're sick. Do yeah. you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like,
yeah.
you actually need to put yeah. your mental, spiritual, physical, like, body first.
Yeah. yeah.
Business comes after.
Yeah. yeah. No, it's true. It's true. That's
so
quite
good.
Interesting.
So good.
Yeah, man, that's good. Yeah. That's certainly quite deep. I did want to ask if there was like one piece of advice that you'd give to someone who wanted to also be like an entrepreneur. Like, and it could be something that's like, it's almost, it doesn't get spoken about a lot and like almost like something that you've experienced. What would that be like?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, like a challenge that like you've come across that like you didn't think that you would do or like
yeah.
an unspoken about thing.
I think it's mindset. Because I can't lie, like if you don't believe in yourself, not even about your products, if you don't believe in yourself, people won't believe in you. So it's like, I don't know, like energy is so important. Like, let's say if I was to sell you something and I don't believe in myself, not even the product myself, you're not going to buy it because you don't know that you can feel it.
Not the conviction.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I think one thing is mindset. Like having a business, like with some people is easy. They're successful as soon as they launch a product, it goes. But I feel like that is because they believe in themselves, they're confident in themselves, they know who they are.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they know that they're lit. And you have to have that in business because there's so many people, so many situations and challenges is going to make you feel like, oh, what's the point? Like, it's long. But if you believe in yourself, like, that's it. You're going to sell like any product you put out. So that's something that I'm still working on. But by God's grace.
Amen.
That self-belief is important.
No, it really is.
That self-belief is important, man. Now, it's important to almost like, you like you know, your products or whatever it is, like you think is the best thing in the world anyway.
That's
whether
the
you
thing.
Buy it or not, like I think this is sick anyway. So like whoever who listens or not, like I think this is of serious gains as well.
Yeah.
So that's quite important, man. That's good.
Yeah, 100%.
It's been good hearing about that journey. I just feel like like the because you know online quite a lot, like you hear about being like, an entrepreneur, but like I know there's some parts of that life that isn't always
glitz and glamour.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? So is it's certainly quite an important one. How have you found the process of like managing the finances of the business? Sales, stock keeping, like all that side of things?
It hasn't been too bad because when I took it seriously last year, I actually got a business account. Ooh. So it was easy to see what was coming in and what I'm putting out. But yeah, it was, in terms of finance, obviously, like, with business, there's good season and bad season. Yeah. Just quiet.
Yeah,
at the moment, it's been quiet for me, but by God's grace, it's coming up. But it's just a thing where, like, I just have to keep going. And again, if I believe in myself, if I believe that God wants me to do this, then I just need to take my time.
Yeah,
like, and that's the thing, there's actually no rush. Don't sometimes rush. I'm like, why am I rushing? Yeah. Like, especially if I want to build a reputable long-standing brand like Dior.
You don't want to overnight bang, right? You have to grow into what it's supposed to be. That's important.
That is important. Yeah, finances is another thing. One thing I would like give advice to people is to like apply for grants. See if there's any like business grants you can apply to because those really help as well.
That's important, man. No, it's good to hear about that journey. And I did want to certainly touch upon a few hot topics, though. It's a part of the show where we talk about a few things that's happened in life in general. Firstly, is anyone going to Wireless this year?
No, I can't do it.
I've never been.
You what?
Never been.
You've never been?
You've never been.
Oh, wow.
Why? I'm a fan of that mosh pit.
Stuff. No.
And also, I think because I live in North London and I can literally, like, walk past it and see because in Frinsbury Park usually I can literally like it doesn't appeal to me it never has.
Can you hear it?
Well I don't live like in Frinsbury Park but like if I was to go you can but it's like it's just never appealed to me it's not giving O2 it's not giving like it's not
to be fair like I did make a video about this a few weeks ago and I asked in the video is there a certain age where you're too old for wireless? And do you think, like, you can get to an age where it's like, I can't be going wireless anymore, bro?
Yeah, I feel like 25.
Yeah, it just feels a bit that, like, bro. Like,
even that, because I remember when I was in secondary school and these were like 16 and everybody's like, oh,
guys were going then.
Yeah.
Almost 10 years later. And I still be going wireless.
Yeah, at my age, like, grow up, man.
It just
like,
feels a bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. I've already been once and I went in 2018 because
that's even so long
J. Cole,
ago.
He was there. Mm. He was headlining. So I went, but I haven't been since, man. It feels a bit like...
That's a really long time ago now.
Like 7 years, right?
Yeah. I think I went that year as well.
Yeah. Have you been before?
Yeah, I think I went 2018 as well.
Oh, okay. So,
but I think I went on the Drake day. Was it Drake?
Okay.
Oh, Drake is coming back.
Yeah, he's coming back. How do you guys feel about that?
I have no feelings to it.
I feel like it'll be good, you know.
Are you a Drake fan?
Kind of. Okay. Yeah, no, old Drake fan. I really love old Drake, but this new Drake, I'm not really a fan.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think it should be interesting. Of course, it's already sold out, so of course the demand is there. But I think you get to a certain age where it just feels a bit like, I don't know about that anymore.
Yeah.
Jumping up and down and apart.
Yeah, and you're going to have people who are like 17, 18. It's like, ugh, it's a bit... You know what I mean? It's
but to be now. Fair, I would go if I was invited, like VIP. That one I can sit down. If I can sit down,
that could be a bit like, you can enjoy the show, but you're not with like everybody.
Like you're not just in everything. No, I do hear you still. How do you feel about, obviously, Krypton Conan's new store?
Oh, the supermarket.
Yeah.
I think it's really good.
They're good to see that, innit?
Yeah, it's nice. They got a lot of backlash on that, though. I don't get why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
Almost, a few people saying that, like, their the ownership in the business, it was a small ownership out of the business.
But the people talking, what do they own? What do they own?
Do you know what's scarier? Because he didn't even say nothing about ownership, right? People did research.
Yeah.
Hi! That's what it's like in the UK, though.
That's what it's like in the
UK. But why are black people bringing down black? Because it was black people in the comments. Why can't we just be happy?
It's not that deep. It was a shame to kind of hear that. But overall, though, it is certainly a positive.
Yeah, it's
far though.
Black ownership. Yeah, where is it again?
Like Croydon.
Croydon's far.
You need to get your passport together.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, the Crepes and Bones was there, right?
What happened to that though?
They closed.
So they shut down in 2020.
Oh, COVID.
COVID-19.
They should have done deliveries.
Yeah, but I think
that's what really kept a lot of business going. Deliveries. True. Yeah.
Deliveries were quite a lot in COVID. Yeah. So wait, during COVID-19, were you guys ordering a lot of food? Or were you like home cooked meals?
I don't remember. I think it was a bit of both, I can't lie. I think I was COVID.
I was cooking, but because I was working in a hospital at the time, they would bring us food. Okay. So Nando's would bring us food. Just say, oh guys, thank you so much. Like, they'll bring us food. Like, I remember there was one time I came on shift, they're like, yeah, like everybody eat Nando's, tuck in. I was like, where did this come from? Like, they're like, yeah, the Nando's, like they brought it. And like, people bringing us food, people bringing us like, hand cream, like products, like just to say that. Like, but now,
yeah. That's sick. I do remember in that period though, like you go to the supermarket and they'll just be like,
fight for your life.
Yeah, barely anything there. I was like, goodness gracious. I was like, yeah.
I remember to stand in a line.
Yeah.
Yes.
To get into a store.
I got close to someone because I didn't know. She was like, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, COVID was serious.
Yeah, no.
There was no pasta. Yeah. The pasta one got me because I love pasta. Yeah, no, tissue was a drag.
Even like rice.
But I used to buy my rice in bulk. So I'll buy it in African shops. So I'll buy 10 kgs. So I was like, I'm good for rice.
But they open during
COVID. Yeah. They're doing the same thing. So like, just cute. Or like, they're like two people in at a time. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. Now when you look back at it, COVID was a crazy time. And also, it was 5 years ago.
Can't wait to tell my kids.
You can tell your kids about
a pandemic.
COVID-19.
I survived the pandemic.
A recession.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
My kids are going to think I'm so cool though. I was front line. I was there.
Oh, I was there.
No, you need to make it dramatic.
I was on the line. I was there.
You were front line.
I was front line.
Injections.
They were clapping for me. I had to go and get my vaccine. I'll tell them everything. everything.
Did you get your vaccine, by the way?
No, I didn't get it.
I did. I had to.
Did you get it?
I got it, but I kind of regret it now.
Why?
It just feels a bit like, now like I kind of feel like, okay, like, was that really needed?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know, I got mine, but I didn't. So they did the first one, the second one, and then they tried to do like a third one. I was like,
yeah, bro.
I said, like, I've done the first one. I've done the second one. If it's gonna get me, it's gonna get me. Like, all this needle is too much now.
Yeah, yeah. Like after a while, like
come on, man. Like,
yeah. I did certainly get the first vaccine, but now, yeah, I just kind of feel like, was it really needed? But
yes, it was. When you're going on holiday, it was. Do you remember after lockdown when you wanted to go on holiday?
I was unemployed, so there was no reason for me.
Nah, I hear you on that. Still, that's interesting.
It was needed. Yeah,
I did think it was. It certainly was quite important from a population point of view because you know you've got thousands of people around the country and a lot of people who are still moving around as well. But yeah, man. That is interesting. Something that I've seen in recent weeks, is like quite a few of the through the UK banks, their like apps or the sites like almost have been having like a lot of issues.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that thing with Barclays.
People can't access their bread.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's kind of out of control at the minute.
Yeah.
Have you guys had any issues with your things?
No, I'm not with Barclays.
NatWest.
Yeah. I've kind of been cool on my side, but like I've seen like quite a lot of it.
And it's Barclays kind of actually gave people money, like to say sorry for the inconvenience. Like people are cashing out. Yeah.
I thought they took it back.
No, people. So basically, you know how people like withdraw from the ATMs? Yeah, that they took back. But basically, after that weekend, people were complaining to the bank saying, I had to pay for, like, I needed to get shopping. Oh, I couldn't pay for my kids this, that. And they'll, one of my friends, she got like £25 compensation. Some people got £100, some people got more. It just depends on like how severe your circumstance was at the time. So like, let's say you had bills and you weren't able to pay your bill because you can get like a default or like something. So it was like a big thing. Like people weren't joking with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And I haven't really had any direct problems with mine so far, but like I'm kind of starting to feel like, damn, like this is happening quite often. One and two, like, is it a bigger like a security issue as well in terms of like my funds? So it's a bit interesting, but I'm kind of see how that goes anyway.
Yeah, there was somebody said on Twitter they think that the government is using it to buy weapons.
You think?
Yeah, I was like, that's a drag. But like, you don't know what they're actually using the money for.
Yeah.
Because really and truly, they're just showing you numbers in an account. Like, you don't physically have the money. So if they decide to close your account tomorrow, that's it. Like, you don't physically have access to that money. So they can be using it for anything.
Yeah.
When you think about it.
I feel like it's just... I feel like it's so scary though, because you're deep, like you're not really in control of anything.
Yeah, you're not.
Your pay comes into your account.
They have control. All the money that you have is not really that's yours. Like it's just in a computer right now.
No, but even like
when you want it, you can take it. But like, you know what I mean?
Even if you cash it out, they could say, "Oh, cash is extinct tomorrow."
No. Yeah. Do you remember when I went to Manchester? My face ID and my online banking wasn't working. The biometric thing, it wasn't working. It just was not working. So then it said, like, we've locked you out of your account. I was like, what? Like, how am I going to access my money? You're trying to tell me I'm not me. Like, I was putting in my passcode. It wasn't working. I couldn't. So what happened was I got my account back like the next day, but I couldn't transfer any money to like new accounts because until that biometric thing was working. So I was like, what? Like, it's my account. Yeah.
Speaking of biometrics and stuff, how do you guys feel about like ChatGPT right now?
I love it.
Oh.
Okay, you got to bang that out as well.
I love it.
What do you guys use it for? Like,
everything.
Same.
Everything.
I've used it a lot.
Everything.
Like, like it's just super like helpful in terms of like everything. Small tasks. Like, even at work, I'll be honest.
Literally, like it's tasks. So good.
Yeah.
I wish for my job I could, but I can't. Unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I can't.
But do you use it a lot as well?
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. No, sometimes it's like, I use it for ideas that I have, but then I have to articulate it properly. Yeah. So it's like,
it really helps with that.
Yeah, it does it for me.
Even like,
everything.
Even, so at work, even with like, even my emails, if I have an idea of like, you know, what I want to say, but I say, I want to say this in this way, put it together. and it'll kick it up like crazy.
And it'll even say, oh, make it more simpler. And it'll be just simpler. Yeah. Make it sound a bit more formal, give you a nice formal version. And literally, that's what I like. But then that's scary because...
No, it is. Because sometimes
we're not using our brains anymore.
But you know what? I've been in education for a long time, and it's time for me to rest.
That's a good point. Let it do the work.
I'll be real, yeah. My little brother gave me his maths homework the other day.
Hey!
I put in charge of you. I was like, oh, go, come back. I was like...
Yeah.
That it frazzled me. Like, it was saying P equals this, this equals that. I said, I've never had to use this a day in my life.
Algebra.
Something brazy, like, yeah, you had to find what N is. Oh, so like P equals algebra, something. Yeah, yeah. I said, is this GCSE or university degree level? Because I said, this is so scary. I said to him, go. I said, come back in a minute, I'll explain it to you. I was like, hey, it gave me the answer. I said, now explain this to a 14-year-old. Explain this to a 16-year-old. Give me the dumbed down version. Because
I'm so good at that. Well.
Yeah,
but like, now I think about it, like, so much that we learned in school, it's like,
oh, it's useless. The only thing that I kept from school is percentages.
Yeah.
So percentages,
when I'm calculating sales, 40% off, how much would that be? Like, I can...
Yeah.
I can calculate anything.
A few things, but like, a lot of it was just like, bro, like...
Waste of time, literally.
In day-to-day life.
When have you had to use pi in Tesco?
Pythagoras theorem, all of that.
So much of it is just like, God, like...
Why I think they should focus on more like mortgage, interest rates, life skills, that proper things that you're going to use in the future. If schools focus on like,
Excel...
Spreadsheets. Like, if I was in school and they taught me how to, like, okay, when you go in the real world, like, you need to have good credit, you need to have this, you need to have that. If they taught us all of this, I feel like society would actually run better and people won't be so, like, reliant on the services that the government give, because people will be able to pattern. Because a lot of times, like, some people, like, they go down the wrong route because they don't have the knowledge, they don't have all of this. So if schools actually taught us the life skills we needed...
Life skills is important.
But I don't think they want us to know, you know? Because,
they want the poor to stay poor and they want the rich to stay rich.
Yeah.
And that's where you're getting deep, because think about it, they want people to go into the workforce and just work to get their heads down.
Yeah. Work.
And you make the millionaires their bread.
Yeah.
So it's like... They don't want you to think outside the box and be useful. Like, do you know what I mean? So it's important. Yeah.
It's scary, though.
That's a great point.
Yeah. It's
they don't want you to know.
Yeah.
There was even like a guy, this was like a couple of years ago. He worked in M&S and he was celebrating like 45 years at M&S as like the bog, like standard. Like, it was like, for example, I wouldn't say he was a cleaner, but let's just say he was a cleaner. Somebody said, you spent 45 years of your life as a cleaner. Like, you haven't thought of progression. You've helped keep the company going. You've done all of this only for them to just clap and give you a card for your time.
Well, you know,
and I was like, rah, like, when you put in that perspective, it's scary.
Yeah, but you could say that he's earned a living.
But he's happy where he is. That's all that matters.
Sometimes, not everyone has, like, huge ambitions for, like, growth and, like, entrepreneurship. That's some people just want to work, go home to their family. Yeah.
Keep their head down.
Keep their head down. And I'm good. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? But...
And some people have money, you know. Them doing it is fun.
Yeah.
I remember I used to work in Boots and this older woman, she was just working because she was bored at home, but she was fine.
Yeah.
And no, it makes sense.
You meet a lot of people like that.
Yeah. Like, occupied, isn't it?
A lot of people.
Because she said, like if she stopped working, she feels like she'll die. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, no.
It
no,
makes
no.
sense. It's true. It gives her something to
purpose.
Do.
Purpose.
Your brain engaged.
That was after, you know, like after COVID, the NHS went through like a weird season of where like, bare people from different like backgrounds were coming to work in the NHS. Oh, I lost my granddad to COVID. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I want to give back. I want to do something. Like, okay. There's space. Some of us, after this COVID, we're going. Like, we've done it. But like,
work for you, eh?
So it's like, people, like, some people just wake up like I want to feel useful. Like, I want to do something. Like, I want to have that. Some people do it for like self-gratification as well. So.
Yeah. And like, are you, and, I guess also, like, you know, the healthcare point of view, like, you want to feel like you're doing some good in the community as well.
Yeah.
So that's quite important for them. Yeah.
I hear it.
Yeah, it's quite important for them.
Yeah.
That's good.
Even some nurses, they don't need it.
No.
They're just there.
They're
just there.
No, that's good, man. How you guys feeling about the rest of the year? How you guys feeling about March?
Money March.
Hey. Yeah. How you guys feeling about it, man?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should be good, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Fucking gross.
I think with me, like, especially the beginning of this year, I'm literally taking every day at a time and trying to be present.
Yeah.
Obviously, look to the future, but not too much that I get anxiety or overwhelmed. Yeah, taking a day at a time. Obviously, plan, but plan with God. Like, just very intentional. So I'm just going to take it slow and then, yeah, see what God does.
Yeah, man.
That's so good.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's man. That's so good. And lastly as well, in terms of your, like, you know, when you enter a new year and you have your goals and stuff, how do you guys, like, how do you guys approach it? So, like, is it a thing where every month you might take a look and see how you're tracking against them, or the more just you go throughout the year and as it comes you just like you take it off?
I think with me, I've tried to be intentional and do it every month, so I don't feel like I have a year goal. Okay. I don't know, when I think of goals I get overwhelmed, so I just do what I need to do this month and then I do it by month. So I literally do it like that. But yeah, I do it, I check every month.
Okay, that's good.
What about you? This year I actually kind of approached the whole goal thing a bit different. So I made a bingo card of like, so I used her template actually to go on TikTok. So I made myself a bingo card. I was like, cool, like set yourself realistic things and give yourself small rewards because then it makes it, it makes achieving goals less daunting. So what's actually funny is that when I look at it, I look at it like every like week or every like 2 weeks, like here and there, I'm like, oh right, like I'm always close to achieving this goal, but like I don't, because I'm not so fixated on it, it's like when I do achieve it, it's like, oh yeah, that's nice. Like, oh, I've actually done something. Not like putting pressure on myself every day, like oh, like I gotta make this cash by tomorrow. No, like just enjoy, like you said, like being intentional, like showing up in all the moments and just enjoying things. Yes, the future is important. I know, but you've
got to focus on now as well.
Yeah, if you don't like, if you don't like look after yourself now or like do things that you enjoy now, then what future will you have?
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, that's deep. That's important. That's deep. Lastly as well, and I'll say that twice now. If there was one like a creative or a business person that you would also like almost to come onto the podcast, who would that be? Or like someone that you may know, or like a creative that you feel like will be really
valuable
to have on?
Ooh, that's good.
Could be like an artist or business person, one. Creative, anyone that you feel, oh, like I'd like to see them come on here and
I've got one.
Talk about their journey going.
That guy on TikTok, Moyo.
Okay.
I loved when he broke his leg. Like,
ooh, that video.
It was crazy, but like he's so, he didn't let that keep him down, and he was like still like active posting, like you know, some people that's traumatic. They'll just like bond this social media thing. I need to focus on getting my leg better. But he was dancing with crutches. He was doing also like he's just a vibe. Like he's just like
he really is
a positive vibe. So it'd be nice to see him on here.
I don't know with me. Oh, do you know what I was gonna say? I was gonna say Stephen Bartlett.
Hey, soon, still.
Amen.
Amen.
Who else? Oh, someone that
you know, or like maybe anybody, but a business person. But we can catch it later anyway.
Business. There's a girl. She does. It's called Gym Beast. Her name is Flavia. I think she'll be good. She has a business as well. So I feel like
that's nice. Good.
You say Gym Beast.
Yeah.
Oh, is it like gym
that's one? The name of her. Yeah, athleisure.
Ooh, like it's really good. Athleisure. Yeah, that bag is doing. Yeah, there's quite a. You know, it is. Yeah, I've noticed. A gym where it's become like a trend. Huge business now. Like.
Yeah.
Like you even see people wear like gym wear fits out. Like.
Yeah. Maintenance day.
Out to town,
shopping,
groceries, like damn, like it's become like that now.
Yeah, because it's comfortable, it's so breathable.
Yeah. That's enough.
Breathable.
Yeah, that's interesting. But anyway, guys, that was episode 21, man. If you enjoyed it, please ensure that you like, you comment, you subscribe.
Of course,
we have more episodes who are also coming up in the pipeline. But yeah, man, we'll see you guys later. Have a blessed week.
Bye.
Peace.